You know, it's only been over the last couple of months I've even started getting about, besides my midnight forays to the cinema. Before that, I hadn't left Funn Funeral since I was 18.
Why's that?
Do you really want to know?
Pass the time.
It was the end of school dance.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Rudyard, of course, always believed himself to be above societal niceties, and in fact society in general, which meant that I had to go into the arena without the support of the only person I might conceivably, potentially, gun-to-the-head sort of situation describe as a friend. Courage, I told myself. Courage, Antigone. I spent the evening preparing. I brushed my hair. I put some shoes on. Surely, I thought, surely someone will finally notice me. Admire me for who I really am, beyond my somewhat macabre fascination with embalming action men and the lingering scent of formaldehyde that trails in my wake. Do you know what they called me at school?
What?
Heidi. As in formaldehyde.
That's rubbish, that is.
Still kids, innit?
Lord of the Flies, am I right?
Kill or be killed.
Hunt or be hunted.
Paint or be painted.
What happened at the dance then?
I waited at the sidelines, trembling with naive anticipation. Young men and women brushed past. With each turn, my spirits rose, only to be dashed when nobody stopped to talk to me. Nobody asked me to dance. Nobody seemed to care whether I was there or not. I sat in agony until the end, too ashamed to draw attention to myself by leaving. The best I could hope for was to disappear, to sink back into the furniture and not be recognised. So absolute was my achievement in this regard that come the end of the night, the caretaker tried to sweep me up with the streamers and deflating balloons. When I got home, I descended into the mortuary with only my loneliness and shame for company and stayed there for 17 years. Unwanted. Unloved. Alone. Did you know that a corpse can weep for days after death?
Raw.
As.
Sushi.